Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Gimme a Break, Lori Handler and Orson Bean. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hey! Oh, I got it. Hello there. Hi, thank you. Come on, Lori, sit down. Mr. Bean. I thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for that nice welcome here. It's nice to have you all with us, and nice to have you both back again.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
To be back.
Two very good players. Have you ever played against each other before?
No.
This is going to be very interesting, because you're both very, very good at this.
Yeah, we've never met before today.
Is that right? Well, you have to be careful of her. Don't let her age or her looks belie what's under there. It's a very old, wizened, brilliant person. I don't know how she knows
thank
what
you.
She knows, but she does. Well, that's a compliment. I mean, you are wise beyond your years. I've said that to you many times. I don't know how she knows all this stuff.
She used to be a sachem in a former life.
Maybe. That's probably it. We know how you know, because...
Because I am old.
Because you're old. So tell me, what's new? Tell me interesting things. Had your baby yet?
No, I haven't had the baby yet.
Okay.
Mercy, yes. Don't even show.
On the show.
No, just on the show. No, but Jonathan is coming back. We're filming the second show he's back in, and in a couple of weeks he'll be back on the air, so that's real nice. That's my husband.
Yes,
so.
Yes. That's good.
I'm glad he's back.
Okay, me too. I'm glad if you're glad. And Mr. Bean, sir, you have something we should be talking about.
I expect to be back in New York doing a play next month. I haven't signed the paper yet, but everyone says it's absolutely don't worry.
Yes.
So in case you don't see me there, it's kind of half a plug.
That goes right along with it's in the mail.
Absolutely.
You know.
It's called Dead Wrong, and it's a thriller, and it's wonderful.
Really?
It's like Gaslight. Remember the old play Gaslight?
How exciting.
It's so good that it's going to be being done 30 years from now by the Methodist Church Little Theater Group.
Right. It's going to be that good and
yeah.
consistent. Well, I hope so. I'll come and see you.
Good.
I'd love to see it. All right, here we go. We are in the middle of a game. Let's bring in Gary and Karen, who are playing it. Shall we? Hi, Gary. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
As I said, we are in the middle of a game, but if you don't mind, Gary, we'll start with the distaff side. Yeah, Karen, once again, introduce yourself to our audience.
All right. My name is Karen Monahan. I'm originally from Connecticut. I've been out here for about 7 years. I sell tickets at various theaters throughout the city, and I have a cat named Pandora, and in my spare time, I like to write lyrics.
Okay. That's so much I don't think I can remember.
You sell tickets at various places.
I'm hired per show, you see.
What kind of
show? Stage shows, concerts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How interesting. Well, let us know. Maybe we can pick up a couple of tickets, you know what I mean? Here is our current champion, Gary, current champion, who at this moment has $12,200. Not so bad. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Bert.
Once again, sir. Here you are. Tell us about yourself again.
Once again, I'm glad to be here. My name's Gary Dagg. I live in Los Angeles, but I was originally from the Midwest, Grove City, Ohio. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And migrated this way about 6 years ago, met my wife, Jackie, and have a little boy named Josh, about 3.5 months old. I'm real proud of that.
You should be. Okay. If you're ready to go, gang, this is it. This is a $200 puzzle we're starting with today. The cash word is worth $2,000. And Gary and Karen will be given the clues, correct? You got your monitor? Here comes the first word of the first game of today. There it is. Gary, start us off, please.
Language.
French.
Karen.
Madrid.
Spanish.
Spanish, eh? We could have gotten, because you'd have gotten four of the words, so put it on the board. On the board, we have Spanish. What could that be, Orson?
That could be an omelet, a fly. I don't know what it could be. What do I know?
Is it an omelet or a fly? You better to rule them out. See, that's good. You never know. Here comes the next word, please. All right, Karen, please.
Duo?
Trio. Yeah!
Correct. Perfect. Thought I heard something over there. All right, we have Spanish trio, Orson.
Spanish trio. It's Ferdinand and I don't know.
I don't know either. It might not be a Spanish trio. Oh, no, those are just two clues.
But playing in a little at the Burbank Holiday Inn is a Spanish trio. Yes. I'll take you there later.
Okay. The Guadalajara boys? Yes. Here we go. Next word, please.
The Guadalajara.
Well, it was a famous group, Karen.
Journey.
Trip.
Okay. Gary, chance to get in here.
Oceanic.
Voyage.
Oh, it's a wonderful clue. Spanish trio and voyage.
Is it Christopher Columbus?
Is it Christopher Columbus? Ooh, see, that's a great guess, yeah. Though. Isn't that good?
But not very good.
Yeah. Not good enough.
But no, good
not
enough.
As good as I'm going to guess if I get another chance.
Yes,
you know what it is?
I think I know what it is.
Okay, now you know.
I had one of two choices.
One of two,
and
that,
guessed
yes.
Wrong.
Here we go, next one, please. Uh-huh, Gary?
Christopher?
Columbus.
Yes. Spanish, trio, voyage, and Columbus.
Is it the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
Is it the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria? Yes, it is. You didn't need ships.
And it was either Columbus or the ship.
Right. One of the t'other. Okay, that's the $200 puzzle. Gary has $200 and Karen has $100. And it's time for the cash word.
That
wonderful little sound. And there you are, my dear. You know how this works.
I hate these.
I hate it when it does that. Three chances to communicate that word to Gary. And let's show everybody at home what the cash word is. Okay, Laurie.
Picky.
Fussy.
Clue number two.
Morris.
Finicky.
Yes! That's great. You son of a gun. That's perfect, darling.
Oh, here you are, sir.
Okay. I told you, you gotta watch her. Perfect. Perfect clue. With the score, Gary has $200 and Karen has $100. We will change partners and break away for this commercial message and come right back. Yeah. That's a great clue.
The Niña, the Pinta, and the Finicky.
Here we go. Okay. We're back. All of us at Super Password welcome a new member of the NBC family, KIEM TV, Channel 3 in Eureka, California. Welcome to you and thank you for being with us.
Eureka.
Nice to have you. Eureka.
Eureka has its own station?
Eureka has its own station, apparently, yes.
Crystal set television?
I doubt that.
Probably a fine, thriving metropolis.
Send all your nasty cards and letters to Orson Bean, okay? Here, listen, we'll take everyone we can get, you understand? Here is the $300 puzzle, and if you're ready to go, Laurie and Orson, given the clues, here comes the first word. And there it is. Laurie, please.
Precious.
Adorable.
That's it. All right, here we go. You have adorable on the board. Karen, you need this to stick around.
A puppy.
Is it a puppy? No, it's not. Certainly qualifies. Off we go. Next word, please. There it is. Laurie? Orson?
Abner?
Oh, that's great. Well, that was we got a yes and a no on that answer. Okay. Next, please.
Flower. Lily?
Oh, fourth and final.
Yellow.
Daisy.
Yes. That's a great clue, Abner. Good clue.
But he's too young. You see, old.
You think so? You. No, he's not.
You do remember the Abner?
All right, on the board we have Adorable and Daisy, and for the game, Gary, what do you think? Okay. Well, I have an idea, but that doesn't mean anything. We know that, don't we? Here comes the next word, please. Okay, Orson.
Walk. Hobble.
Okay, Laurie.
Duck. Waddle.
Yes, that's a bouncer. Too tough to do in one. Adorable, Daisy, and Waddle, Karen.
Is it Donald Duck?
Is it Donald Duck? Yes! Daisy!
Forgot about Daisy Duck.
Disney and Fowl.
Who's Daisy?
Daisy was his wife.
Daisy's his girl.
It's his wife.
And
Daisy
who
Duck?
Were... You claim to know trivia. Who
I
were the three
mouse.
Nephews?
Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Yes, Huey, Louie, and Dewey,
all
of
right.
course. And
this is a more obscure one. Who were Mickey Mouse's nephews?
Oh, I don't know. Pluto?
Morty and Ferdy. Pluto was the dog. Morty and Ferdy.
I knew that. I didn't know about Murdy and Ferdy, but I knew about Pluto. Okay, with our score, $400 for Karen and $200 for Gary, we'll break away for this message and come right back with a $400 puzzle. Morty and Ferdy? Oh my. You really come, you should come down here sometime. We have a pretty good time when you're not with us, you know? Here comes a $400 puzzle. If you're ready to go, Karen and Gary giving the clues. Here comes the first word, and this will decide who goes over and plays for $5,000. So off we go, gang. Gary, you're up.
Durable.
Wary.
Huh?
Just
never. I'm sorry, Karen.
Craigie.
Worn.
All right, Gary. Good clues.
Macho.
Corduroy.
Okay. No, but you're very close, Samson.
I know what it is, but I have everything but the words.
Well, then you certainly came to the right place to play this game, then.
What was Gary's last clue?
What
was his last clue? What? Macho. Of course, we all lost.
Was that good?
Karen?
Durable. Strong.
Okay, durable is a very good clue for rugged.
Rugged.
Durable.
Are we through playing?
We're through playing.
Is it denim?
No, it's rugged. I've already said
rugged.
It. Man won't take yes for an answer.
I told you I had everything but the word.
Rugged, okay.
So when I say, okay, no, rugged. The word was rugged, he said, is it denim? Put it on the board and nobody guesses. You were concentrating so hard,
so hard,
you see. Next word, please. Okay, Gary, you're still up, sir.
Gene Wood is laughing at me, and I just, it throws me.
Never mind. Don't pay attention to him. Nobody else does.
Roman.
Italian.
Yeah. Rugged. Rugged Italian for the game. Rugged.
Rugged Italian.
Yes. Rugged Italian.
It's Vittorio Gassman. Oh. Not that rugged.
I didn't mean to laugh. Is it Vittorio Gassman? It'd be funny if it went ding, 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 ding. Would have been worth it, wouldn't it? Okay, I definitely know the answer to the puzzle.
So rugged Italian?
Probably we all do, don't we?
Of course.
Okay, next word, please.
I knew it from rugged.
Now, I take it back. I have no idea. The answer to this puzzle is, Gary.
Zurich.
Switzerland.
Form of the word, sir.
Swiss?
Yes.
I didn't think that was the form of the word.
The form of the word, sir.
You never know.
That's true, you don't. All right, here we go. Rugged, Italian, and Swiss. For the game.
Is it the Alps?
Is it the Alps? Yes. Congratulations to Gary. And we have to say goodbye. We have to say goodbye to Karen. Karen, you leave us with $400 and our best wishes. And thanks for being with us. Nice to meet you. Let's go play for $5,000, gang. Okay.
Can I use Vittorio Gassman again as another clue? It's
absolutely. Right. Sure. Keep giving it as an answer.
Maybe if you used it once. Yeah.
Okay. Gary, this is your third time here, right? So you know how this goes. You're doing very well, by the way. You have $14,800 in case you'd lost track. I'm going to give you 10 more words, 10 more letters, beginning with M and continuing through V. M through V. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10, I'll give you $5,000. And you know you have 60 seconds, Orson. You know how to do this. Here comes the first word on the board. Take a look at your word. Okay, you have it? All right, Gary, good luck. Ready and go.
Cheese.
Mozzarella.
N.
C. King.
Neptune.
O.
Hydrogen.
Oxygen.
P.
Horse.
Pony.
Yes.
Q.
Earth. Tremor.
Quake.
R.
String.
Rope.
Right.
S.
Open.
Shut.
Right.
T.
Grant's.
Tomb.
Right. U.
One.
Unit.
Soul. Special.
Unique.
Right.
V.
Haitian. Religion. Spell.
Viennese.
Pin. Doll.
Voodoo.
Yes! But that's how things can happen. Communication. You have 3 seconds left. I thought it was going to go for a minute.
Yeah, you didn't understand when I said Haitian.
I thought it was Hessian.
I was going to say Haiti because I would have said Haiti.
The audience probably didn't hear you, but Gary thought that Orson said Hessian instead of Haitian.
Yeah. I was in Europe.
Wait a minute. Do the Germans practice voodoo? I'm not sure. You've done it again, Gary. You have $19,800, and we're going to break away and come back with some more Super Cash Word in just a moment. That was great. Very smooth. Yeah, no problem. All right, here we are. Gary, well done once again. And you as well, Orson. Very smooth, right down the line. That's the way to do it. Here comes your next challenger. Jane, please, won't you come on in and sign in? Come in and sign in, please.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, okay, are you ready?
I'm real ready.
Yeah, you've been practicing and you're all set to
yes.
go. Okay, tell us about yourself and we'll do it.
Hi, my name's Jane Wheat. I live in Long Beach with my husband, my two little boys, Patrick and Timothy. And at the start of this summer, my husband and I bought a 34-foot motorhome and we've been traveling around a lot and having a great time.
Okay, well, maybe this will pay for some gas or something. If you're ready to go, here comes a $100 puzzle and let's do it, shall we? Laurie and Orson, given the clues, here comes the first word for the folks at home. And Laurie, you'll start off.
Bread sticks.
Okay, Orson.
Margarine.
Butter.
Okay, Laurie.
Mayonnaise.
Spread.
Yes.
Oh, God!
On the board, we had great legs. You got up on the wall.
It's impossible for us. Sandwiches?
But it worked out. Is it sandwiches? Okay, here comes the next word, please. There it is, Laurie.
Epidermis. Skin.
Yes. Perfect.
Remember that in third grade? Your epidermis is showing.
Okay, spread and skin, Jane.
Incision?
Is it incision? No. Yes. Well, you do, actually, when you make an incision, you... Ugh. Next word,
right
please.
Along.
Didn't need a further
I know. I'm sorry. I just felt it was necessary sometimes. Laurie.
Audition. Try out.
Okay, Orson.
Wallace.
A little late, I think.
Walters. Barbara?
All right, fourth and final clue.
Talking.
Interview.
Yes, it's a tough word. All right, we have difficult words. Skin. All right, we have spread and interview. Skin. Gary. And
spread,
interview.
Skin, interview.
Gary.
Dermatologist.
Is it a dermatologist? Here we go. Next word, please. Orson.
Oh. Playboy.
Magazine.
Laurie.
Rabbit.
Bunny.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Spread, skin, interview, and bunny, Jane. Oh, my. One more word, gang, and here it comes. Tell the folks what it is. There it is, Laurie.
Newsweek magazine?
Yes. Very good clue. Spread, skin, interview, bunny, and magazine, Jane.
Is it layout?
Is it layout? Laurie?
It's Playboy.
Is it Playboy? Open it. Okay, we'll break away from this and we'll come right back. See you again. We're out of time. Goodbye, everybody. See you tomorrow. Thank you for watching.